This is KCUR 89.3. Our colleague and friend here at KCUR passed away yesterday, and many of you probably feel as if you know him as well.
This is KCUR 89.3. I'm Steve Bell.
Every afternoon for the past 15 years, he brought you everything you needed to know that was happening in this town in a minute, 45 seconds. Precisely a minute, 45 seconds. KCUR's Sylvia Maria Gross has this look back at the man who told Kansas City's story bit by bit every day.
Steve Bell was a child of Kansas City, a proud graduate of Southwest High School. He went to the University of Kansas, earned a PhD in psychology at UMKC, but he never got the broadcast bug out of his system. He started in radio at the age of 19, over the years working at five different AM and FM stations, alongside Walt Bodine, Rush Limbaugh, and Charles Gray. He liked to talk about his hippie days, his commitment to the civil rights movement, and folk singing. In his early days in commercial radio, Steve would write and perform jingles. This is the first one he ever did for Lee Jeans. He talked about the art of jingle writing with Walt and Gina Kaufman back in 2009.
Me and my banjo.
He wrote this one for an agricultural company.
Wild oats are lurking in your fields.
That's pretty funny.
When they show, you know it's time. Yeah. To stop them before they hurt your yields. And it was for a product called Carbine.
It was that playful mastery of the English language that Steve applied to his newscasts. Every day he monitored news from a dozen sources. He walked around listening to city council hearings on his wireless headphones while talking to you about a completely different story. He distilled complicated policy into a few key conversational words.
The state agency will have to contract with a private company by January 1st to check people's eligibility for food stamps, child care, and other welfare programs.
At the point that we hired Steve, we were still a very small organization. In fact, I think we may have had one, maybe two people in the newsroom.
That's our program director, Bill Anderson, who hired Steve Bell here at KCUR in 2001.
And right away, I was taken by the fact that he was a history book of journalism for Kansas City in particular. And he was incredibly passionate about this city, and he let you know that. And Steve had kind of a twinkle in his eye.
We all got to learn from Steve how to put 10 pounds of news in a 5-pound bag, giving all sides a chance to be heard. Until the end, he spent late nights getting a story right and filing it for the web. He rarely missed a day of work, except every September he had to go to the Walnut Valley Bluegrass Festival in Winfield, Kansas. In 2009, he took a microphone with him.
The festival started in 1972 as a two-day flat-picking guitar contest. In this, its 38th year, about a fourth of the music on the three main stages is bluegrass. Not surprisingly, you'll also hear the old-time fiddle tune and country honky-tonk of groups like the Wilders.
Steve had his own guitar stashed in a recording booth, and photos of his dogs Moose and Sherwin were his screensavers. He talked all the time about his family, his wife of 56 years, Lenora, his son Stephen, his grandchildren and great-grandchildren. His son told us yesterday he was the best friend a son could ever have. Steve Bell died yesterday doing what he loved most, preparing the afternoon newscast. He was 77. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sylvia Maria Gross, but I gotta give my friend Steve the last word.
This is KCUR 89.3.